you yet.
No.
Boyd County Board Supervisor, Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
No, I have none.
I have none. I have an agenda, meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning, we're one week away from the city school combining elections, and I have an updated list, or in case the media needs a list of the polling precincts, because there's only one of them that we changed, and that was precinct four. Temporarily moved it from Trinity to St. John's, but we're working on, we have our public test tomorrow morning, and we're just working on getting everything done, and the suitcases packed this weekend, and precinct atlas ready, and the guys will start delivering equipment on Friday and Monday.
Tensions mounting, yeah.
Yep, tensions are mounting.
Thanks, Terry. Janelle Nally Long, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning, I really don't have anything new to report, but I do have an agenda item.
Krista, how are things in public, local health?
Good morning, I really don't have anything new to report, we're just keeping busy finishing up our flu clinics.
That must mean everybody's healthy.
That's right. We're trying to keep everybody healthy.
Good luck, it's coming up on that season. Ronnie, it's good to see their hair's coming back.
Good morning, I don't have anything at this time, that's why I'm here, Ronnie.
Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
No rest for the wicked. We're just busy.
After the meeting, if you're gonna be around, I've got a quick question for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna be here for the work session at least until a few minutes before 10, I have a guilty plea, I have to do it.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
I've got a question for you too.
Pardon?
I've got one for you too.
Okay, yep, I'll be here for a few minutes. At least until I have to go upstairs.
Mine's just real quick, when it concerns your real job. Ken Lineman, Community Services.
Good morning, I'm sorry I missed the Hope Haven banquet last night, I had another meeting that went long, and but Patty tells me it was very well attended, and that you guys were there too, and sounded like a good meeting. It's always a good to see all the employees receive awards and things like that for all their years of service and their jobs and everything, it's wonderful. So I'm sure it was wonderful, and I'm sorry to miss it. Other than that, the advocate vehicles that we purchased this year are supposed to have their cruise controls added today in Iowa City, and then they'll be on the road on Friday. So we're gonna get those going with the advocates. You know, we've been paying mileage, and now we're gonna have county vehicles for them. So that's the big things this week, I guess.
Good. Natalie, Wood County Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Nothing new to report.
Colin, IT.
Keeping busy like always. Tomorrow we're going to be doing some rather large upgrades in our data center server environment upstairs, which I sent the email out about there yesterday. Shouldn't really affect anybody during the day, but we're going to be doing some more maintenance stuff after hours, working with public safety departments like jail, DESCOM, and sheriff's office and that, in West Burlington and Burlington. Other than that, nothing really new to report, so.
Jeff, Conservation.
Good morning. Just wrapping up the camping season, starting to close down parks, and we do have an AmeriCorps team in this week and next week, working with us at Big Hollow and the Nature Center to do some invasive species removal.
Oh, so they're cutting out that?
Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Brian, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I guess I'll be the first to mention that I guess you have to be careful driving in snow. Kind of a reminder, I don't think this morning was too bad for people that got up at a fairly typical time. I'm sure overnight it was probably a little slick at some point. But more snow, and depending on the forecast for Wednesday night, there's some forecasts that have quite a bit. So the guys are in the process of way too early getting trucks ready, and we'll just adjust accordingly, see what actually happens. Did finish a ditching project down on 200th, the Girl Scout Hill. We've always fought water down that, so we did a culvert project down there, and then when we were done with that, we went ahead and ditched and narrowed that up a little bit. So sometime when we're out, I'll take you through there and let you see how that turned out. Guys are also going to be doing, when the weather squares away, we'll go back to ditching. We're going to start up a ditching project on South Prairie Grove. And Sperry Bridge is still moving, although unfortunately they're just down to dirt work mostly. Dirt work and guardrail, and obviously this isn't good weather right at the moment for dirt work, although it'll square away. We're probably going to lose the week from the sounds of it with the weather. So, other than that, just moving along and I guess seeing what this weather's going to do. So.
Thanks, Brian. Zach.
Yeah, we've got a subdivision out for review right now. I think there's these comments to be back this Friday, so it's possible it might be on the agenda next week. And then back in, I think it was May, Mary Beard from the airport came and talked to you guys about some airport zoning issues and things like that. So Bob was got the short straw, I think, and got to be on a committee there, so we're actually meeting this Thursday. It's kind of our first meeting to get started on that.
I always like it drawing.
And then November 14th, we're having a zoning commission meeting. We've got a preliminary plat for Wildlife Lake subdivision. We actually had one a few months ago, but then some of the residents out there came and had some concerns about some things, so they made a few changes to that subdivision. It's coming back now for preliminary plat. And then we'll also be having kind of our kickoff at that meeting for updates to all the zoning subdivision floodplain ordinances, so get started on that.
Thanks, Zach.
Yep.
Didn't miss anybody. Correspondence.
I don't have any.
Proceed to discussion and vote. We have approval of the Iowa Department of Transportation Agreement Resolution Sign Replacement Program for Cities and Counties.
This is an annual document, I think, for the last 2, 3, maybe 4 years. I don't know how long we've been doing it. There's basically a grant. It's for $10,000 or thereabout. Essentially, it just helps offset the cost of our sign replacements. So we have a program where we replace signs roughly every 12 years. It's not quite that clean, but it's ballparkish. And this is a grant we became aware of a few years back and finally decided to start taking advantage of. So it's, you signed the same document last year, and Terry, I can leave the original with you. If you can just scan it and send a scan to Julie, she just got to forward that on to the DOT, and that's all they have to have. So it's a good thing. It's $10,000 that we get pretty much annually, thins up our sign budget, put that money somewhere else.
Thanks, Brian. We have a motion.
Second.
Terry.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Deck.
Yes.
Tom Rucker.
Yes.
I was thinking about the signs he was replacing and how much it cost to replace the bridge load.
It's a, signs are a big ticket item with a lot of liability attached to them.
And then if you get 10,000 and all 99 counties get it, it's $1 million, right?
Well, I'm assuming when all 99 counties, I mean, keep in mind, I think this is out there for a while. I'm not sure that we were aware of it. So I don't think all 99 counties do it, because I think when that starts happening, you'll start seeing restrictions, or the money will go down or go away. I mean, I'm just going to keep applying until it's not available. So it requires, there is effort behind the scenes. Austin helps us out in GIS. They maintain our sign database. And he works with Julie and Jeff Chase, and we have to put together a detailed spreadsheet itemizing every single sign, dimensions, type, and GPS coordinates for each sign, which we have in a database now, but it's there's more to it than just what you see in front of there, but it's worthwhile. I mean, for the money that we're getting, and now that you do it every year, it's a pretty smooth process now.
So, well, if you have to do all that work, it's worth it.
It's well worth it. So, but it's used for materials, not for posts, not for anything else. It's just for the sign. And then there are a few signs that don't qualify, so that's where it takes some time to sort out to make sure those, otherwise it just takes longer. You can't apply sooner than 12 months. It's literally to the day you can't apply before that. So by the time you put together a list, if you send it up and you missed a sign that didn't qualify, it comes back to you, you gotta modify your list, you send it back. And so a lot of times it's more like a 13-month process. But it's not a lot of grants out there on our end of it, and it's one we can take advantage of. So.
Thank you, Brian. Yep. We have an appointment to the Des Moines County Compensation Board as the representative of the reporter. It's to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. I am interested in serving the remainder of a 4-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as representative for the county recorder. The term will expire in July 2020. Carol Copeland.
So were they wanting to wait for more, or just we go ahead and take Carol?
Well, she gets to, the recorder gets to appoint her representative. So, this is her appointment.
I move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Terry?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
And that was because Adam Thielen moved out of the county, so Lisa had to look for a new representative.
Okay. Thanks, Natalie. We have personnel actions. We have two personnel actions for the correctional center. We have Alexis Abney, a full-time correctional officer, 73.3 hours of unpaid time. And Curtis Kenny, a full-time correctional officer, 55.38 hours of unpaid time.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob.
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a personnel action for the treasurer's office. Peggy Hansen, clerk 2 vehicle, is retiring effective, like it's already effective last Friday.
Her last day is Friday, November 1st.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, well, give her our thanks and congratulations, and we appreciate her service.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Yes, she'll be missed.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Gonna put you shorthanded, isn't it?
Yeah, for a little while, yeah.
It's not like losing a supervisor when everything runs smoother after that. We have minutes for the regular meeting of October 22nd.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I attended the new region that we're planning. The state wants to, when I work for us. Excuse me, I went up there. We had a meeting in Muscatine Wednesday, and all the counties that was represented there at this time. And so we're not going to move forward with anything until after the first of the month, because it's still they're still in protest on it to see if the state will go back to the original 15, you know, regions. But they're planning on going to 8 regions. So we request that if they do, we keep the one that they've got us in now, rather than moving us up to Iowa City or Des Moines area, because we're right down the river from Dubuque down to Keokuk. So we went ahead and elected a Clio, which is a chief lead officer, CEO, so they call him a Clio, and he's out of Dubuque County up there. So we've got Dubuque, Clinton, Muscatine, and then our four counties down here, you know, Henry, Lee, Eliza, and New Orleans. So I won't know anymore until next meeting next month. Looks like you can't be a provider and official agent, so it's going to hurt the colleges that's in the areas, you know, because they've been official agents and they have been providers. But under the new law, they can't do both, so they're going to have to make a decision on where they want to be. That's about all I know right now.
I had a control board meeting last week. Those folks still think that we need to run a levy instead of doing the way we are. They don't take into account that they're, what, 75% of the calls go to Burlington, 73, something like that.
I read that in a paper. I didn't know where it came from the board. Some of the numbers were wrong. They had because the city of Burlington's 46% of the tax base is better than 55, so they would be paying 46%. They've got about 64% of the population, and make about 73% of the calls. And the rural area has 39% of the tax base and 22% of the population. So basically what they're doing is they're moving that onto agricultural land, is what they'd like to do.
It's the reason this country had a Tea Party to start with.
And I guess I don't understand, but said in the paper they're excited to do something this year, that agreement that we signed a few months ago goes through Article 21.
Yeah.
So they already know exactly how that budget's going to be.
That's right.
Or Shanna should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting. And we also went to, all three of us went to Tri-State Summit last Friday. That was interesting. I thought the speaker that got up and talked about the port authorities, but I can't find anybody that really backs up what he was saying. Don't think. I even asked Zach. He couldn't. So, it sounds like maybe he was looking for a job.
Oh. Might have been, I don't know.
But at any rate, it's an interesting, what he said was very interesting thought. And if that's the case, then we need to join a port authority. We need to get an organized one, but I don't know why the one down in Keokuk or Quincy isn't handling it. But anyway, so I also attended a meeting yesterday at regional planning that is for all the representatives from Des Moines County that's on the board. Well, the rest of them are meeting today. I was the wrong day. So is Mike and I for about 3 minutes. And which is, you know, always interesting to talk to Mike. So that was it for me.
We all were invited last night to the Hope Haven annual annual meeting. That's like Ken said, that's a great time. The clients at Hope Haven get awards, and it's a feel good meeting. And I attended the Southeast Iowa Riverboat Commission meeting. You might recall, you guys put me on that commission when they changed the law and they started having sports betting. The legislature wanted a little more transparency on that board, so they wanted somebody from some elected officials on there, so they have somebody on the board from our board of supervisors and then the Burlington City Council down there, and we're ex officio, we don't vote, but anyway, I didn't know if been a while, so of the income for Southeast Iowa, the river boats, 3.157% of it is divvied up with 32% of that amount going to each of the area economic development arms, 32% to Grill Greater Burlington, 32% to the Southeast Iowa River Boat Corporation, Fort Madison, and 32% to the Keokuk Convention and Tourism Bureau, and then 2% to the Des Moines County and Lee County Boards of Supervisors or County Boards. So we get about roughly $2,000 a month, and the those economic development arms get around $34,000 a month.
Wow.
So that's all I had. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, please stand. Give us your name and address for the record. Seeing no one. Bye. We're adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.